had a little wagon, and we rode in that wagon and played with the goats.
Well, who taught the goat how to pull the wagon?
My brother. Uh-huh. I guess the colored boy in the yard did mostly, you know, he was older. Uh-huh. But those goats were just as tame as they'd come right there and back up to the wagon.
I like goats. I just like animals. You know, dogs, goats, anything.
I like goats if they've been, if they're not ran. I don't want them like that. They smell.
Yeah.
But they don't smell after they castrate them.
Uh-huh.
Those we have the big old goats. After they castrate them, they'll go to the heart.
Uh-huh.
One was named Broad and the other one Brandy. One was white and the other one was brown.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's good. Sounds like a good town.
Had those goats for years and years. They were my brothers and the lover's place. My father bought him a little old goat wagon.
Uh-huh.
He used to haul, he sold bit papers and he'd take his papers and take his goats and wagon and go sell it. When he was a kid.
The place where a lot of corn is grown is called the corn
field.
Little Red Riding Hood met a
wolf.
We planted some turnips and some lettuce in the
garden.
The holiday in late November when we eat turkey and dressing.
Thanksgiving.
A highway is made out of.
Well, you asked me one time.
Yeah, but this is one particular word I'm after.
Made out of asphalt.
Yeah, okay. How about a light color though?
Made out of cement, some of them. Well, wait, then we
have
made
out
of.
That was the word I wanted.
Oh, cement.
Uh-huh.
Well, they use it. We got a white road, then they got a. Oh, that was rock. They get it out of Florida. Stone.
Uh-huh.
You know, rocks. And,
let's see. The state north of Georgia where Nashville and Chattanooga are is what state?
What?
The state where Chattanooga and Nashville are.
Tennessee. Coleman?
Yeah,
Coleman?
Yeah,
I know, but I'll have to call him. Coleman?
Okay, let's see. If a person is in trouble, you try to, what, him?
Help him.
If something isn't wide, then it might be very
narrow.
You might say to somebody, I'd like to help you, but I just
can't.
Another name for an automobile is a
car.
My mother might say to me, this man is your uncle and his wife is
your aunt.
Before birds lay their eggs, they build
nests.
Children used to sit on benches at school, but now they sit at
desks.
Before a boy fights, he might clench both his
fists.
A small flying insect that bothers you in the summertime, it stings and draws blood.
It must be a mosquito.
You might look up in the sky on a clear day and say, there's not a single
cloud in the sky.
The building that a person lives in is his
house, his home.
If a troublesome animal was getting your chickens at night, but you didn't know exactly what kind of animal it was, what general word could you use to refer to it?
Well, I'd know what it was. It'd be a possum or a coon.
Well, if you didn't know, yeah. Well, if somebody didn't know, what's a word that you could use to...
Some vomit is getting the animals, getting the chickens.
And in your case, you said it'd be a possum or a coon.
Coon. And here, it'd be a possum or a coon.
What do you call a little creature that lives in rivers and in the ocean, and you catch it in nets, you boil it, it turns pink, and curls up?
Shrimp. Oh, you mean shrimp. I don't eat them.
I
don't.
If you don't want a wool sweater to draw up when you wash it, you have to use cool water because hot water will make wool.
Make it draw up.
And what's
another?
What's another way to say draw up?
Shrink.
Now let's see. What am I doing with my hand right now?
Pointing.
As my mother told me, I should never do. A round fruit about the size of a baseball that grows.